afternoon. You are now punched in on your lunch break on The Truth 101.7 FM with your boy Ray Nitty and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. We got an amazing show for you all today. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great. How are you?
I can't complain, man. I started this little ginger tea diet today, so, you know.
How you ain't put me on the ginger tea diet?
I'm getting a little ready for the summer here. Trying to get my summer body ready.
Listen, I need to be right with you, Ray. I got home like, man, I need to stop eating fast food. Like, that's what I need to be. I'm like, you know what? Like, when you travel, you just be like, whatever's fastest.
What's your go-to fast food when you're traveling?
I'm not a picky person, so literally whatever is closest, I just be like, let me see what's open.
Man, I got a guilty pleasure fast food.
Really?
Yeah, it's Checkers on a low. Like, Checkers. Ooh. Checkers does something to my soul. I don't know what it is, but like,
it do something to your tummy too, I'm sure. Checkers.
100%.
I ain't gonna lie. Checkers, like, out here for some reason, well, I think anywhere, it's probably only in the hood, so it's like really far from me.
That's been
like saving me. What is it called out here? Rallies or something? Like, it's the same exact thing, different name though.
Oh, Rally. Almost look the same too, huh?
Everything's the same. Like, there's no difference other than the name and where it's at. So, like, that's the only thing saving me, because Checkers is good. I will say, I used to go to that one on 76, I think it is, all the time. When I was in Milwaukee full time.
It was a Checkers on 76?
Yeah, right across from that Dollar Tree. The Walgreens is over there. It's right on that corner.
That must have been before I got to this country.
I feel like it's still there. It's by the library on Capitol.
Said it's still there. Oh, yeah, sure is. You know what? My bad. I'm tripping. It is still over there. It's still over there.
Gonna have them writing me about them bump outs again.
Shannon don't know what she... She don't even know what Checkers
is. She don't know what a Checkers is.
Man, how was you was in studio? It was good to have you in studio. Yeah. How's it feel? You know, first 2 weeks, this week three now or week four are we starting?
It's like week four.
They starting to merge together.
Cause I was there for 2 weeks and we was already on for a week when I got there,
so
right?
So we starting week four. How you feeling for week four?
It's been a good run. We've been doing good. I've been having fun. I feel like, man, our energy is unmatched. I like it. We're having a good time. And, like, honestly, being in studio really brought the vibes together, getting to meet everybody, see the space, you know what I'm saying, kick my feet up, you know?
Yeah. Man, we had a little company outing. I feel good.
We had a company outing.
The youngsters stayed out till, like, 5:30 in the morning.
The youngsters.
Accusations.
Those are facts.
That's actually proven.
I seen Zach pouring that tequila. I was like, you know what? It's time for me to go home. I was home by 12:30, and I was proud of it. I was extremely proud. You was trying to get me to stay out later too, well, Shannon.
We were supposed to show.
that's exactly what we was on.
We're supposed to show love to one of our guests. That's what I was trying to get you to do. Show us some love to one of our guests. That's what I was trying to get at.
No, it was a good time, man. We got to kick it with everybody. The grapevine didn't pull out, man. Was Demi Nine?
Did not see Manon.
Jazzy and Meech came out. CC came out. Zach was there.
Man. It was a good time. It was good to see everybody out in the wild.
Other comedians pulled up. Tez and Dre Love, Mr. Owner G Folks. He pulled up. So it was a good time. Shout out to Biko for taking care of the tab.
What's wrong with you, right?
Shout out to B for taking care of the tab, man. You know, it was a good time. But
yeah,
we look forward to having some more company outings, man.
Man, we need a few more. We need a weekly outing.
As soon as you come back, let's put another one on the calendar. I got a
We need to?
I got a question for you, Shannon. So, before we get our guest to come in, right, we got Jessica Curry from the community baby shower today. She'll be talking about what they have coming up. But I just would love to get your thoughts on, in this next week here, now that we're going on a month, what are some things that you would like to see us start pushing forward and talking about? Or even just doing,
man,
as a station, as a show, as you know what I mean. Just as we get ready.
Ooh, you putting me on the spot. I'm gonna be fired by the end of this episode. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, like honestly, I think like that company outing was really fun. So us doing more together as a company and collaborating, right? I think that's dope. I even want us to kind of integrate into like the original cast members, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like let's do a family picnic. God dang it. Let's do something like that. Yeah, you know?
Like
so I think
the cookout. Yeah,
more of that. I think the cookout. Look, we gotta invite TJ.
Straight up. The lunch break cookout. Let's do it.
And then I do think what would be good for us is like more content. We all got like really dope personalities. And if we like put that on real shorts, TikToks, that'd be dope. Like that'd be fun to kind of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the word I'm looking for?
I got a reel.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I got a reel I'm going to put out today, actually. Man, you see,
what's the reel,
I was showing my age. I tried to post it. I tried to post it on Saturday night. But I didn't realize that I put like four. I have four songs playing at the same time over the reel, so I had to take it down.
You even do that?
But right,
does that even happen?
Amanda was like, "What's going on with this music, bro?"
Look, I'm happy she there to watch you because you would have.
I had to take it down.
Four songs playing.
I had to take it down. But don't go anywhere before you come back. We will have Jessica Curry and the Community Baby Shower. Once again, if you want to call in, the number is 1-833-212-1017. You are live on the Lunch Break on the Truth 101.7 FM.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are live on the Lunch Break on the Truth 101.7 FM with your boy Ray Nitty and my homegirl Shannon. Shannon, how you feeling?
Feeling good, feeling good. Super excited about this interview.
Yes, yes, yes. We have Jessica Curry in the building from the Community Baby Shower, but I have a little read for you first. Don't miss 101.7 The Truth broadcasting live from Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration. Join us. Community conversations, interviews with community leaders, and more. Thanks to Educators Credit Union, Molson Coors, Tabak Law, American Family Insurance, and Milwaukee College Prep for supporting this special community event. We'll see you at the Juneteenth Festival as we celebrate freedom, culture, education, and community together. Tabak Law. How you feeling, Jessica?
I'm feeling good. Thank you guys so much for having me.
I'm excited. For joining us.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Man.
Got a virtual host?
Yeah. Shannon. So she was in studio last week. And then she also is virtual at times as well.
But oh, nice.
We working on a solution for her here.
I wanted to meet her. I'm like, okay, let me see who his partner in crime is.
You can pull up on the screen. I don't know if you see her right there. See, that's Shannon right there.
Oh, hey girl, hey.
It's nice meeting you virtually, hey.
Man, how you doing, man?
I am doing good.
So, quick story before we get into the questions, Shannon. I'm going to let you do this amazing interview, ask these questions. I met Jessica when we both were running for office at the same time, 2024. Yep, 2024 that was, right?
Wow.
I was running for the 4th district and you were running for...
7th district.
District 7. And we were both turning in our signatures at the same time. I was like, look at this woman getting it in, turning in all these papers, asking all these questions. Like,
oh, that's somebody. Right.
So it was just dope to see her grind, her work. Then on the campaign trail, we started chopping it up, going to support each other events. Mm-hmm. And I truly believed in everything that she was talking about, that she wanted to bring to the community, and actually the work, because a lot of people say that they're for the community and, you know, they're going to do this and they're going to do that for the community. But what stood out to you for me was you weren't talking about things that you're going to do. You were, this is what I'm already doing.
Exactly.
And I'm going to continue to do this with from the office of alderman. So I just wanted to commend you on that and always having community first. And I ain't get to come see you preach yet, but you definitely
be
she gifted with that word.
I am a missionary. I'm a licensed missionary.
I know that's right.
So
yes.
Yeah, please. I'm gonna let I just wanted to prep the people. And you had a very challenging road on to running, but we won't saturate it with that. We'll talk about what you're here for to
we
talk
about. We can definitely get into some things. You know, don't let me come, but yeah.
She was looking at me like, you know, I put that part of my life down, Raya.
Yeah, I actually heard you guys talking about that, though.
Yep. We did. We did bring it up. So I'm going to let Shannon start this interview, and then I might chime in and see if I could poke the bear a little bit.
Please do chime in, because now I'm interested in hearing about her whole journey running. I think most of my questions are more geared toward, like, you know, the missionary and things like that. But now I really am interested in, like, you know, what that journey was like.
Yeah, let's do it.
So starting off, though, who is Jessica Curry? What was your journey like, and how did you get here?
Okay, so I am Jessica Curry. I'm the founder and executive director of Missionary Curry for Women and Children, which is a local nonprofit organization that serves women from different backgrounds. So fleeing domestic violence, just dealing with different sets of, like, poverty. So how I got here was because I was a homeless teen mom. And I was homeless actually twice. I was homeless at 16, then I was homeless again at 19. I was sleeping in my car at 19, and I was super suicidal. I was like, God, I don't think I'm in a position to be able to take care of these kids, because I had two. I had a baby when I was 16 and a baby when I was 19 and whatnot. And I just didn't think I was in a mental space to be able to bear the burden of raising kids and not being able to really take care of them the way I felt that they should have been, you know, taken care of. So I made a promise to God, like we all do, like, God, if you get me out of this situation, I promise.
Yeah.
And I was just in my car. I'm like, God, if you get me out of this situation, I promise to go back and help someone. And I'm not even going to lie. I totally forgot the promise. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm out here. I became a homeowner at 24. Like, God got the boss of my life up. I forgot about everything that I said.
Right.
And suddenly God got a crazy way of doing things. So, my grandmother, she was in a hospital, and I was 9 months pregnant, and I lost my job. So all these things happened in 30 days. I was 9 months pregnant. My grandmother was on her deathbed, and I lost my job. So I'm like, okay, this, I don't know what
God signed. Again.
Right, it's me again. And he like, yes. He kind of told me a little something, and you ain't even keep your word. So
yeah.
So my husband, he told me, he was like, either go back to school or start a business. So me, I'm a go-getter. So I decided to do both.
Yes.
So I went to UW Parkside, learned nonprofit, and then also I started Missionary Curry for Women and Children. That was actually behind my grandmother. She was also a missionary. So that's the story. And when I first started out, I was like, okay, I want to help women that's fleeing domestic violence. And I got into that. But this is a tricky thing. And me, I'm just a transparent person. I'm an honest person. So I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Yeah. I thought I was going to start this nonprofit in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm like, oh, this is where I'm from. I did not get a lot of love in Milwaukee at all. So
really?
I started the nonprofit actually in Racine County, where I received so much love. Like, I'm talking, I got buildings donated to me right away. I'm talking about the city was messing with me. I'm talking about they had me in these committees, all types of stuff. And I'm like, I want this for Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I still yearn for Milwaukee to have this type of setup. And I was like, okay. So going into the situation and whatever, even though I got the plug from Racine, I still was giving the resources to Milwaukee.
It's like my heart's still in Milwaukee.
Yes,
I feel that.
Yes. So I started receiving food from Roundy's, I believe it was. So I used to have this. It wasn't really a food pantry. It was like bring your own bag type of thing and whatnot. And we had so many different products, but we was on the back of a U-Haul truck. We didn't receive any, like, grants or anything like that. This was, like, literally everything out of pocket, straight grit and grind.
Wow.
So it started from that. And then also I was collaborating with so many different organizations, and it's just, like, it just really took off. And I was like, you know what, I need to go back to Milwaukee, But in my heart, I'm like, yeah, racing, driving sometimes, that far from Milwaukee. And I kind of was going to buy a property there. And I was like, no, my heart was like, just still serve Milwaukee, because sometimes God got to put you through that fire. And even though it felt like I wasn't accepted here, look at where I am now. Mm. But now I have thick skin. Like, okay, you guys don't want to collaborate. You guys don't want me to be at the table. Okay, I'm going to create my own. And that's exactly what I did. That's why I really stayed to myself. I do everything that I can do for the community, but I go back into my shell once I'm done serving.
Yes. Man, that's so honorable, though, still being able to come back and serve a city where you felt like you didn't have that support, but still willing to give it to people that you know need that support. Because it's a lot of people in Milwaukee that genuinely, like, need the support, but, like, they don't even know where to find it. So you still came to them, even though, like, you were in Racine as well.
Yeah.
So what services does Missionary Curry provide?
Okay, so I'm going to go to the community baby showers first, because that's what we're known for, the community baby showers. But we also have a drop-in center. We have a community impact center. And all of these are different locations. So we have three locations. So with the drop-in center, people can come and get a hot shower, prepare a hot meal. We have emergency shelter where we provide housing 24 to 72 hours. And then if we don't have no beds available, we also offer hotel vouchers 24 to 72 hours. So we provide the breakfast and the lunch, but we don't provide the dinner. But we have a whole food bank. So at this point, if you need food, just hit me up.
So you gonna eat.
Yeah, for sure. So and then with our community impact center, we have training, seminars, and workshops. And what that looked like is, because I am also a licensed realtor, we provide financial literacy and different things basically that can help any mom or anybody that's struggling.
Man. So what impact has the organization had on Milwaukee families that you've seen firsthand, or Racine families? Because I know you said you did start off in Racine.
So a little backstory, and this is one thing I truly, truly, truly love, is the impact stories. So we have moms that actually have master degrees now. Master degrees, homeowners, all those things. And the beauty of it all is when you see pictures of us for like our events and things of that nature, those are the moms that actually came through our programs. So it's like you would never know that these moms actually hit like the ground at one point and whatnot. But they come back and they serve, and we like family. Like I don't treat, you would never know the person that's the millionaire versus the person who's in need or whatever the case may be, because I treat everybody the same. And some people don't like that. I think people be wanting me to treat them like a goddess, but I'm treating everybody the same. I don't care who you is.
It's like, look, we all hanging out. We all the same.
We all on the same level.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. We're trying to get to a certain level.
Absolutely.
So what challenges would you say, like, have shaped your journey? And obviously what successes as well. But, like, start with those challenges that you think kind of, like, shaped how we got here.
Okay, so I always got a story. Girl, I always got a story. So
I love actually, a good story.
I actually was on the radio. I was doing the mini food bank on the back of the, food pantry on the back of the U-Haul. And this lady, she interviewed me on the radio. That's how the baby shower started, actually. So maybe we're going to come up with something this fire. But yeah, so it all started with a radio interview. So she asked me, what was something I wish we had? What is something I wish I had when I was a homeless teen? And I was like, I wish the community could have got together, because my grandmother came here fleeing domestic violence, and it was only her and her two daughters. So I don't have a village. I don't have a lot of family here and whatnot. Yeah. And she said, what exactly would that look like? I'm like, well, people from all over. Like, I wasn't really thinking about like organizations, but I was just thinking about actual people from a community getting together to pour into that mom. When I tell you, I did the baby shower, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Our first baby shower, we had over 250 moms show up. And that was our first ever, like, event. And what
that's
I saw, I was
big.
I'm like, we on to something. Yeah, that's big. However, we wasn't able to serve 250 moms. I'm going to keep it real with you. We wasn't able to serve 250 moms. We probably was only prepared for maybe, like, 40, 50. So I felt so bad, because I'm talking about the line was so long. And I'm not going to throw the lady name out here or whatever, but this is Milwaukee. But the lady start taking a video and pictures of the people, and I'm looking like, we not even able to serve them, so why are you taking pictures of these people? Yeah. And whatever, we ain't able to do nothing for them.
Yeah.
So within two months, I'm trying to tell y'all that fire that be in me. Within 2 months, I was able to put together another community baby shower, but this time we did registration. rather than having people know where their location is and all of that stuff, because exactly I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Yeah. So this time we did it the right way and whatnot. And we just grown from there. I don't know if you know like what type of items we actually give away, but we give big ticket items away. Baby beds, car seats, strollers. I'm talking about name brand stuff.
Expensive car seats and crazy.
Not gently used. We give good stuff. Good quality stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Because that stuff is expensive.
It is. Man. It is. And I want to shout out actually the CAF Foundation. So Giannis and Mariah, they just actually donated some car seats and some strollers and some baby carriers to us and tons of baby clothes and things of that nature. But when you really doing the work, God bless you, man. That's all I got.
Clap it up for doing the work.
Yes, I know that's right. Seriously. Man. So we talked a little bit about what inspired the community baby showers. Why do you think these things are important for expecting parents in the city?
Honestly, I think it's one less thing a mom has to worry about. Because, I mean, you already, when you look at the cost of living, that's one burden in itself. Mm. Transportation, gas prices, and things of that nature. So our last baby shower, we had somebody drive 15 hours to get to our baby shower. She came from Texas. We had another mom came from Florida. We got people from Indiana. We got people from all over because they need, because I'm not driving no 15 hours. You know what I'm saying? So think about how extreme it must be or how hard it must be for a mom to drive 15 hours. I respect that.
Yeah.
So I try my best to just pour into any mom that need our services. And I feel like that's why I do as much as I can. And
all right,
now,
y'all.
That's beautiful.
Don't go anywhere. You are live on the lunch break with Ray and Shannon, and we have Jessica Curry from the community baby shower in the building. We'll be right back. So go take that bathroom break and hustle back, because we'll be back in less than 2 minutes.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are now tuned in to the Lunch Break on The Truth, 101.7 FM, located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee in the 3rd Street Market Hall, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It's your boy Ray Nitty and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. Shannon, what's poppin'? We also got Jessica Curry in the building, talking about the community baby showers. How you feeling, Jessica?
I'm feeling good.
So,
guys are doing a good job. I just want to give y'all flowers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We'll take all the flowers we could receive, please. So if you want to send some flowers, please send them. You could put a flower in the chat, too. Shouts out to the chat on YouTube, DG Meech, E.Wright, and everybody else that's chiming in. Once again, if you want to call in, the number is 1-833-212-1017. The number is 833-212-1017. And don't forget to check out the MilwaukeeCourier.com to stay updated for all of our local news and things going on in the city of Milwaukee. So, we're going to get back into this interview.
Okay.
For sure, for sure. Man, thank you again for being here. And I know we just talked about like why these community baby showers are important for expecting parents. And things of that nature. But what's next for Missionary Curry? You guys have a lot going on. And do you want to get into like those other programs as well? Because I thought that was really cool. Like they can come, take a shower, have a hot meal.
So I think I want to help push more financial literacy. I really wasn't exposed to none of that until I actually got married. So my husband, he come from generational wealth. Unfortunately, I didn't. Like, my grandmother, she was a homeowner, but that was kind of that was kind of weird how that happened. Like, it was a rent-to-own situation, so it wasn't traditional. However, my husband, he put me on game with a lot of these services, and I want to be able to expose those same opportunities to people who may be a single mom or maybe fleeing domestic violence. So I want to push homeownership. I want to push credit repair and just different things that could help people to create generational blessings versus breaking generational curses.
For sure, for sure. I think that's definitely super important, especially when you're putting people, like, I feel like you're giving them a leg up, and then the financial aspect of it kind of helps them continue growing and continue learning and like get to that next level. How can the community help support your work? How can the community come together and help support you?
I would say volunteering, sharing the word of the events or just the opportunities that we have and whatnot. That's what I would say. I wouldn't even say to donate. It's hard for me to ask anybody for anything, so I'd be wanting to throw up.
Yeah.
Like when it come down to asking for something, it's just like, No. If you feel led and if God move your, you know, hand to do so, then do it. But however, I'm blessed. I don't like asking for financial donations, even though it's a nonprofit and everything. It's just like I just want to do the work.
For sure. So what advice would you give to someone that is looking to serve others and get into like maybe a nonprofit organization where they want to do something like what you're doing, maybe not the same thing, but where does a person start? Because I know you got it out the mud, like you started on your own. So
honestly, I would tell them grassroots is really important. Don't think that collaboration is key, because collaboration to some people is competition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you go into different rooms and you're like, oh, I want you to be my mentor. I want you to help me. And they like, oh, no, you're going to take my spot. It becomes competitive in this arena. So it's just like, So I would say just stay mission focused. Don't be money driven, be mission driven. And when people give you bad advice, like, oh, you can be doing this, you could be doing that. Like, no, stick to the books. Do what you need to do, really serve the community, and leave a footprint in the sand. I don't care what nobody else doing, you stay focused on what it is that you're doing. And I mean, that's the best advice I can give. Don't try to hang around people because you feel like, oh, I can get what they got if I hang around them, because I have had situations like that too, where a young lady, well, she was actually older than me, but this lady, she was hanging with me and don't get connected with people from social media. Like that's the scary part. But anyway, so let me just tell another story. So I had this lady, she was, she reached out to me and everything, and she said she wanted to volunteer. So because I did have to get it out the mud, I'm like, you know what? All right, cool. She wound up asking me like, hey, could you mentor me? Could you help me with, you know, starting my business, like my nonprofit? I wound up meeting with her and everything. Do you know? Because one thing about me, I'm not going to gatekeep anything. Like I said, you don't know who millionaires is around me, and you never know who's who. So I don't try to like separate none of that. It is what it is. If you meet and you network, it is what it is, right? So I say all that to say, she was at one of my events and she met one of the ones with the money. So she lied and told the lady like, oh, we having an event. The lady popped up at the event. She asked where I was. And she asked me about the event, and I'm like, I didn't even get invited to this event. What event was it? Mm. So it's just like moving so shiesty. And it's just like, don't do it that way. If you want to do it the right way. Because one thing I don't believe in is burning bridges. You just never know who path you're going to cross again. And they may mention your name in the room because you are a real one. But if you one of them fake ones, I'm going to be like, she gonna do anything anything to get in the door.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, so I'm so guarded. I'd have been snaked so many times to where I just stay to myself. Like, I'm scared of people. Ray and everybody else be like, you gotta come outside. I'd be like, no, I'm scared. I'm scared. Mm-mm. It's scary outside.
You gotta come kick it with the lunch break one time.
It's scary outside.
We safe on the lunch break.
Yeah.
And I'll be leaving by 12:30. So that's actually late for me. So you'll get home at a reasonable time. Shouts out to the chat.
Roger.
Robert Land says, I love the work she's doing in the city. And he also says, and she reminds me of that Jordan Sparks lady, Hard Eyes. Manon says, lunch break. She married Robert. That's a YouTube chat. She like, who's these
that
people?
That's funny. Right.
Okay. We shout out the people in the chat. We shout out the people in the chat.
Okay. For sure.
But I'll let you continue, man. Shannon.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask, are there any upcoming events that you have that you want people to kind of get involved with or know about?
Absolutely. So July 25th is our next community baby shower. We do them quarterly. So let me just tell y'all, we had over 104 registrations at 12 o'clock in the morning.
Damn. Oh, wow.
I was like, man. My husband, we both looking like, who is this texting my phone? It's like ding, 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 ding. I'm like,
they waiting.
I took a screenshot of it because I'm like, they not gonna believe this. They not gonna believe people literally. Man, look, listen, my comments on my organization page, they was like, dude, I stayed up. I wasn't gonna go to sleep until I registered. I was like, man. Yeah.
No, that's right.
So you know that, you know, they really do appreciate what it is that we do. And I would say also, so everybody uses community baby shower word and whatever, but it really don't be a community baby shower. It just kind of be like a resource fair, if I'm gonna be honest with you. Mm. Ours is really a community baby shower. We got the meatballs, we got the chicken, we got the taco salad. Yes. We got, you know what I'm saying? We got all of that. And on top of that, we got the raffles, we got the baby games, we got all of that. So, you know, we have people in our comments. I'm gonna get messy real quick. We have people in our comments like, man, we got bamboozled. I don't know what event we was just at. This the one what we was looking for right here, because other people say community baby showers. And right now, they associate anytime they hear baby shower. Because even my friend just told me recently, she's like, when I hear community baby shower, I think of you. I'm like, you my friend, exactly. And you think that. Imagine what other people think. But then they don't get the same results, and they be salty like, oh,
they go
dang.
Thinking that they gonna get that same.
Right, like, this isn't it, right.
Yeah. But we love our moms. We snap. Like, when I tell you we make sure, like, the moms is dressed up, looking nice, like, come like it's your baby shower. We have a professional photographer there for them to take pictures on the throne chair with a nice backdrop. I was just going to say,
I saw the decorations.
Yeah, everything. We go all out, different theme every single time. We had one mom, she shared with us, I had a baby shower and nobody showed up. She literally wore the dress she wore to her baby shower that nobody showed up to. Mm. And we pour so much love on that lady. So much love. And it's like situations like that. It's like, okay, you don't have that support system. It's like, that's what we bring.
Let me sneak this one in, Shannon, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So
no,
knowing
ahead.
That you've built a good name for community baby shower, right? Mm-hmm. How do you continue to make sure yours stands out, knowing that you have people now doing other community baby showers? And then, and I say this respectfully, because I don't know what other events mm-hmm. they are, right? But it sounds like people are going there expecting that they'll get your experience, but they're kind of getting a watered down experience, right?
Yeah.
So how do you make sure that people know, hey, this is the one that you know, want to be at and so forth? How do you make sure that people know which one is yours?
Yeah, so before I go into that, I will say, like, if there's an organization that's saying that they having a community baby shower, I feel like baby shower is in the name, you know? So what about it is a baby shower? Like, do it feel like a baby shower, right? Mm. But if they're giving away information that can still benefit the moms and whatnot, hey, go for it or whatever. However, I think what make us stand out is the fact that we display it. Like, have you seen our TikTok?
Yeah.
We got over 945,000 views.
On, I got it up on my phone.
Like,
right
yeah,
now.
Like, it's a major thing. Like, I think that's what really sets us apart is, like, the dance we do. Like, we rock. We got the, it's something I created, actually, and it's called The Rock, where the moms, they rub their belly. They go side to side. They be like, rock.
Can you show us?
No.
I'm over here trying to rock. I go like this with
the moms. The moms, they rubbing their belly and they rocking. And you just see, like, community. Yeah. You see love.
Yes.
Like, when they got smiles on their face. They like, oh, yeah, I love this. Our last one, we had Stitch. Stitch was even rocking. Y'all seen Stitch rocking?
Like Lilo and Stitch?
No, like literally Stitch was there rocking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I love it. So I think that's what set us apart is the fact that we have so many different moms from different walks of life all in one room. So fathers, they are able to come, but we put them to work. You're not going to come sit with no mom.
Go get that cooler. Go get that ice.
Man, look. Come serve some plates.
Just like
some
a real meatballs. Baby shower.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I think that separates us as well. It's like we don't turn fathers away or anything. And we always see the comments, too, where people be like, oh, it's always stuff for women. The woman is the one who's carrying the baby, sir. However, you can come and whatnot. So we do have
come
fathers.
And work.
Yeah, we have fathers come. We got extra large T-shirts and stuff for them.
I might be a tool.
Yeah,
so,
look, you can get a T-shirt and help out.
Man, look, yeah, you can help take baby items. We literally already assemble the baby items. So we come the night before and set up the baby beds and all that stuff so the mom don't have to have a burden of setting that stuff up. So shout out to Marquette High School for sending their students to
seriously, that's a big deal in itself. That's a big deal in itself. Setting that up takes so much time and so much effort.
Yeah.
So how do you have an idea of how many families you served over the last 5 to 10 years?
Thousands, I'm sure.
Because I was like, I seen this big old food bank.
Yeah.
You can't even call that a pantry, I guess, right? Hey, you just walking through a warehouse full of food. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how many people is she really mm-hmm. serving? Like I was just wondering, did you know the total of that? Because that's amazing seeing, like, and you're doing so many different things, not just food. So always want to commend you on that.
So with the food bank, we give away 3.5 million pounds.
There we go.
So I really, okay, so I'm not federally funded or I'm not state funded or anything like that. So we don't have to track most things like other people who get those type of funds. Mm. So, I mean, we serve who we serve. I know it's thousands. So.
You ain't doing it for the stats.
Yeah, I don't.
You're just doing it to get the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not even doing it for even the recognition because I feel like that's another thing. Like people try to attach themselves to you. Your brand only because they want that validation. They want the spotlight. They want to be seen. So once people have conversations with me like that, in the back of my head, I'm thinking like, you will never talk to me again. But girl.
Right.
I know who you're doing it for. You keeping that promise to God that you
For sure. I don't need to be.
You keeping that promise to God. You slipped up on that first time.
Like, yes.
Don't put me back there, God.
No, I don't want to lose.
Don't go anywhere.
Nobody. Yes.
Right.
Well, don't go anywhere. Yeah. You are live on the lunch break on the Truth 101.7 FM with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. And when we come back, we'll have more from Jessica Curry. We'll talk about your election race a little bit if you don't mind. It's about to be good, y'all. Don't go anywhere. Hustle back.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Welcome back to the Lunch Break, live on the Truth 101.7 FM, located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, from the American Family Insurance Studios. It is your boy, Ray Nitti, and my home girl.
Maybe Shannon.
There she is. We got my other home girl, my new sister. That I picked up on the campaign trail, Jessica Curry, the fiery Jessica Curry. We about to get into some of the politics. You cool with that?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
She said, "Yeah, I'm comfortable with that." Before we go into that, I gotta read our text message. Shout out says, "Shouts out to Jessica. She be working for sure, and also congratulations." Again, on the board position with CA.
Oh, yeah, community advocates. Shout out to you. I don't even know who you are, but shout out to you.
Key Jennings. That came from Key Jennings.
I appreciate that. Shout out to community advocates. Yeah, strong board member.
So, yeah, tell us about that real quick. Tell us about that new board position.
Yeah, so community advocates is actually celebrating 50 years, you guys. So make sure you guys tap in.
That's what's
50
up.
Years and 50 programs.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, I love community advocates. Oh, and another thing, too, I actually was receiving resources from community advocates at one point. You know, they have the emergency assistance and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So they help you with your light bill and stuff like that. So I used to receive those, you know, same type of program and resources. So it's like.
Shouts out. So full circle moment.
Full
now
circle.
You're on the board.
Everything is full now circle.
You, see, God goes keeping you humble.
Keeping you humble. I know that's right.
So. Your campaign trail.
Yeah.
It was a lot. You want to, just tell us about your experience. Tell us about your experience. Then I got some other questions that to dive into.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to just be honest.
Yeah. That's
politics
the
is
truth.
Ghetto.
The
like
truth.
It's ghetto. First of all, let's talk about the fact that my opponent, the guy who's under him now, I forgot what those people are called. I think it's like his assistant, but whoever the person.
The aides.
Aide.
Yep.
He was still in my literature I off the that. Doors, and literally they making it an issue now. And I'm looking like, yeah. we had it on video of them snatching my stuff.
I saw the video.
We all saw the video, so it's just like.
Can we pull that up? Can we put it?
No. It's okay. It's good.
We'll play it next it's show.
No. Don't play it.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in the next show.
It's good. However,
that is crazy.
I gave it my all, but I also realized that a lot of people do not support women. Mm. They're like, oh, I want the guy.
Okay.
Mm. I'm talking about women.
Women
so,
as well.
Yes. So I was like, oh.
Maybe even harder sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh, but let me tell y'all something. Let me drop a little messy hot topic really quick.
Ooh.
So since I.
Sitting up.
I like her.
I know, right? I'm like, ooh.
So what happened was, so y'all know I have all these different events or whatever. So we had an event, it's called Cookies with Santa, right?
Yeah.
The same lady that looked me in my eyes and basically told me I wasn't going to win, her and her family was at my event. I look
want
at her,
oh,
I wanted to say something so bad, but I'm like,
you wanted some cookies.
I'm like, it was burning. I'm like, oh, I want to say you remember who I am. I'm the same person that literally told y'all what I was going to do. And I was already doing it. Yet and still, you're like, I don't want that young girl. For one, they was calling me little girl.
Mm.
And then I was a woman.
Yep.
So it just was like, man.
And it was women doing this as well.
Yeah, it was women.
You could be, man.
But however, I didn't have a campaign manager.
Same age and they'll do that.
I didn't have a campaign manager either. So I didn't have a campaign manager. And on top of that, I wasn't a union member or anything like that. So remember, the guy who I was going against, he was a union member.
So who did you run against?
DeAndre Jackson.
DeAndre Jackson. What district was that?
District 7.
So let's reverse real quick.
Okay.
You have videos of somebody taking your campaign literature, which, if I'm not mistaken, that's like a federal offense or something, right?
Now it is.
Cool. And it has always been. Right. Okay, for some reason, when our stuff get taken, it ain't a federal crime.
It ain't nothing.
But it's all good. Yo,
that's how it all
not
is.
Campaign, right. His aide was videotaped, and a resident sent you the video, if I'm not mistaken.
And she was
right?
Like, oh my God, like, is this right?
Resident sent the video
correct.
In. The media didn't cover it.
Nope.
Nobody covered anything about it. And this person still works in the office downtown.
Yes.
So,
About white.
Oh, goodness.
That was that.
Right.
If nobody gonna say it, I'm gonna say it. Sounds about white.
So, yeah, absolutely. He had the complexion for the protection. But I'm just going to say that says a lot to me about the state of our politics, because if you could have legislative aides that commit federal crimes and then get high rewarded with a job, that says a lot about the state of our politics. But I'll let you continue, Jessica, about your experience.
Yeah. And then another thing, too, they was like, oh, he owes city taxes, and all types of stuff came out after he had already won. I'm like, man, this is some garbage. Mm. Like, it was just a bit much.
You would think they looked that up first.
And I'm looking like he has some type of protection. That's what I would say. That's what I feel comfortable saying. He definitely has some type of protection. And whatnot. And I learned that this is a scary game. Politics is scary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's dangerous, y'all.
Especially when you outside of the establishment.
Yeah.
They wanted to see Nitty and Jessica down there.
Yeah.
They would have been like, nah, we got to. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to go.
Yeah.
They took us both
they said,
out.
We need to up.
And
up
then it was crazy. Ends. And I feel like it was crazy because y'all know I'm just going to speak my mind or whatever. It was crazy that DeAndre didn't even vote for Cogs for that, you know, that seat. Mm. So it's just like, dang, imagine y'all getting them in there and it ain't even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
because you know the dirty politics about all of that was surrounding the other homie that I ran against.
Yeah.
That. And, you know, they made their allegiance because they thought if I would have won, I would automatically vote for
Cogs
in the presidency seat, right?
And so, I'm going to tell y'all here, I would have voted for Cogs. Yes, I would have.
Straight up.
It is what it is.
And we see why now, too, though. Because of all the BS and backdoor mess that they tried to pull and saying, calling her little girl and referring to me as all just the rapper. You know, they try to belittle us in so many ways because they fear what they can't control. Mm-hmm. But I commend you. I commend you. You are a true inspiration to the city of Milwaukee, Jessica. And are you going to run again?
Maybe. I just don't know what district.
Ooh, to be continued.
I know that's right.
Drop a clues bomb.
The lunch break got you.
I know that's right. We need that. You got anything? Right. There you go. You got anything for us, Shannon?
No. Just I wanted to ask where we can find you at. Where can we follow you? Where can we support you? Where can we continue to follow this journey? Like your TikTok, your Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
So you can follow the organization at Missionary Curry Inc. on Instagram. And then also Missionary Curry for Women and Children on Facebook.
That's it.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Shannon. We already miss you in studio, Shannon. You got to get back to Milwaukee.
She froze. Look at you.
It's all good. Shannon's like, all right, I'm out. I know that's right. But thank you all once again for tuning in to the Lunch Break live on The Truth 101.7 FM. Don't go anywhere. The Grapevine is up next with Manan Sabir. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about federal crimes that has been committed and people get rewarded for it down at City Hall. There's a couple of those things we could talk about. So, Shannon, I just made that up, Shannon, so I hope you're cool with that, bruh. See y'all tomorrow.
I'm going to do my investigative work.
Right. All right, y'all, that's our time. Manan is up next on The Grapevine on The Truth, 101.7 FM.
Don't go anywhere.